As we've mentioned a lot on this program, federal inaction both before and following the 2016 election has created a fertile environment for local action. In Nevada, the state legislature last week passed a bill allowing any Nevada resident to buy into Medicaid, the public health care program that covers low-income Americans. If signed by Governor Sandoval, this Medicaid expansion would give all of the state's 2.8 million residents access to a public health care option. Assemblyman Mike Sprinkle introduced the bill. He's a Democratic member of the Nevada Assembly representing District 30, and he joins me now. Assemblyman Sprinkle, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Assemblyman, first of all, Medicaid is supposedly for the poor, but there's no means tests under this bill, right?
So, yeah, I really appreciate that question, mostly because there's been a little bit of inaccuracy with what we're trying to do with this bill. It's not exactly Medicaid. People are not able to get into the Medicaid program, the welfare program that we're all familiar with. The plan that we're trying to establish with this bill, it is managed through our Medicaid program. However, it in essence, it's another insurance program. It's a premium-based program where people can buy the same benefits that mirror the current Medicaid program in Nevada, but it's not exactly Medicaid, and that's been some of the confusion that has occurred with this bill.
And it's not federal money that would pay for it, or it is federal money that would pay for it?
No, it's not at all, and that's one, again, it cannot use any federal dollars, and so people will pay a premium to get the same benefits that are currently offered.
So basically, the Treasury of Nevada is ponying up the money that would pay for the people who essentially look at Medicaid and go, huh, that's for me, and sign up.
And the benefits are actually for purchase. So even the state of Nevada would not be any kind of fiscal impact on the state of Nevada because people are paying a premium, just like they would with private insurance, to obtain the benefits that are currently mirrored in the Medicaid program.
So essentially, this corrals the money that's being used already in this jumbled, confused healthcare mess. Does it solve the problem that Washington doesn't seem to be able to solve?
So we're certainly hopeful that whatever changes do ultimately come out of Washington, D.C., some of the funding mechanisms that have been suggested, such as block grants and others, would then be dollars that would be accessible for this program. But as of right now, again, the only money that's being spent will be coming from those who choose to purchase the premium that goes along with these benefits.
Is this a phantom single-payer program that you're kind of getting in by the back door?
So that certainly is one of the aspects that we will be looking at once this legislation is signed by the governor. In essence, what the legislation does is it allows for the framework of what we want. And then once the governor signs this bill, a working group will be put together or actually expanded. It already exists so that we look exactly at how the plan is implemented. We're calling it the Nevada Care Plan so that there is a very distinct differentiation between Medicaid and what we're doing here. And it may very well be a single payer fee for service, or the bill does allow for contracting with private insurance to actually help almost as if they were a third service provider for the individuals to get the benefits that they're paying for.
Finally, could any state do this, or is it unique to Nevada based on population, demographics, et cetera?
Now, that's one of the really exciting things about what we're doing here. We would be the first state in the nation to actually implement something like this. However, I do believe it'd be a great roadmap for other states to look at what we've done and see how they might be able to implement it in their own states, especially in their more rural communities where some of these services might be more limited.
Even going back to the Clinton days in the 90s, was this option ever debated and shot down, as far as you can tell?
The research that I and my staff have done so far shows that no, this is a very unique concept and something that we really hope to expand and move forward.
Assemblyman Mike Sprinkle is the Democratic member of the Nevada Assembly who represents District 30. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.